Then we're on. Awesome. Wow, we're on. All righty. Well, glad to see you all here this evening again. I had the opportunity to preach a few weeks ago. That went really well. What did we do? We did reputation. Tonight, I wanted to do friendship, but more importantly, more specifically, the purpose of friendship and what was the plan in friendship. So, I'm sure when we all hear the word friendship, we have thoughts that come into our minds when we were kids or adults even, and good thoughts, bad thoughts, either or. I remember a few of them, Bethany. Bethany one time climbed up a tree, and this is when we lived in Corpus. She climbed up a tree, and she would not want to get down. So Mom threatened to call the fire department. And she jumped down. But we all appreciate the fun and great memories that come with having friends. Friendship is a wonderful thing. So let's dive right in. The purpose of friendship. Proverbs 27, verse 9 is where we're going to start at. Proverbs 27, 9. And I just wanted to get a better look at, again, the purpose behind friendships and to try to get a good, better understanding of the important role we have as friends. So Proverbs 27, verse 9, off topic, but if you ever need a book to go to study, Proverbs is the book. Definitely, Proverbs is the book. Proverbs 27, 9 says this, "Ointment and perfume rejoice the heart, so doth the sweetness of a man's friend by hearty counsel." You know what I forgot to do? I forgot to pray. Oh, man, we're jumping to. Okay, let's pray real quick. I'll read it again, and then we'll dive right in. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all the many blessings that you've given to us today. Thank you for the rain that you've given to us. Thank you for this church family as well, Lord. Thank you for the semi-cooler weather. It is a blessing. I pray that you'd open everyone's ears, soften all of our hearts, Lord. We get something from the message tonight, Lord. And thank you for all the people that are here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So Proverbs 27, 9 says this, "Ointment and perfume rejoice the heart, so does sweetness of a man's friend by hearty counsel." So one purpose of friendship is giving advice and good counsel. I'm sure we've all been in a position to give someone advice or receive advice from someone. And it's good to have advice from other people. It's good because they can see what we don't see, what we can't see, and the problems in our lives that we're struggling with. So it's good to have an outside opinion, really. And it says at the end of the verse, so doth the sweetness of a man's friend by hearty counsel. And it's important to understand, as my mom oh so dearly taught me, there is a time, there is a place, even when giving advice, there is, I wouldn't say a place, but there really is a time. I had one of my bosses, his name was Larry. I don't want to go into it, but he was a manager. I work at Whataburger. He was a manager, and he always gave advice, but at the wrong time. And as you know, some of y'all, me specifically, I'm sure some of y'all might have this problem too, but whenever you receive advice at the wrong time, you kind of get a little angry, you know? It's like, oh man, I don't want to hear this right now. I'm already struggling with something else. Just leave me alone. But giving advice in the right way, it rejoices the heart, you know? It makes man happy. It doesn't make him sad, depressed, or anything like that. It makes him happy. It makes him happy. Number two, we're going to fly right through this, but I'm going to try to make it a little bit longer. Number two, let's just look in verse 17. Iron sharpeneth iron, So a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. So number two is improving each other and building each other up. So, question. Have you ever tried to improve yourself without someone else being there? Yes, Sam? I know you have. Sam's tried it. Oh, wow. But it's better to have, again, an outside opinion and say, if you're struggling with something, you know, let's say George over here. George is struggling with, I don't know, he's struggling with not going to church. And you got Bob, and Bob's telling George, hey, you need to go to church. And you start getting in church, and you kind of have that little, it starts getting to you, okay, now I'm getting tired of hearing this. Okay, I'm going to go to church now. You know, and it's a good thing. It's a good thing that people do that. And it's a good thing to improve each other and build each other up. Now, in some situations, I understand you have to kind of build yourself up. I understand that. But it is better to have someone else there with you because, you know, as it says, iron sharpeneth iron, you know, iron by itself is just going to become dull and useless and just nothing. But when you have someone else there, it'll be easier. Number three. Dang, we're flying right through this. We are flying. I have another one on top of this. Huh? A two for one, man. Okay, Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 through 10. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 through 10. Says this, verse 9, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow, but woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. Verse 11, again, if two lie together, then they have heat, but how can one be warm alone? So the next one is encouraging one another. It's encouraging one another, picking each other up off the ground, you know, in a time of trouble. I'm sure we've all been there, of course. Everyone has been in the situation where, I mean, and you can think back, where you're struggling with something and you just cannot bear to, like, keep it in anymore, and you have to go to one person that's, like, your best friend, like the one person you can trust, and tell them what you're struggling with. And that's what he's talking about here. It's because if you were to just keep it in, I mean, then why? I don't know. What's the purpose of friendship? If you're just going to keep hiding stuff and keeping stuff in, you're just going to wear yourself out mentally, and it'll be a struggle for the rest of your life, honestly. It won't be easy. So I'm sure we all have that one person that we go to that can help us or give us, encourage us. But more importantly, I don't want to get off track here, but more importantly, instead of encouraging, and I understand, like, oh, you're going to be okay. But I wonder when the last time one of us encouraged a friend with the Bible. I wonder when the last time one of us encouraged each other with the Bible. Because, I understand, sometimes people don't want the Bible. I get that. But the Bible is important. It is a necessity. And it's honestly a good advice giver. It's a good improver. It's good at encouraging. I mean, you can find, I mean, a lot of verses in here that'll encourage you, encourage others. So, I challenge you to if you ever run into that problem with someone that needs encouragement, find something in the Bible that will help encourage you, but also encourage the person in the time of need. And then the other one is in Acts 27, verse 3. Acts chapter 27, verse 3. We'll start in verse 1. I will forewarn, I'm probably not going to be able to pronounce any of these names, but that's okay. Acts 27, verse 1. And when it was determined that we should sail into Italy, they delivered Paul and certain other prisoners unto me, named Julius, and a centurion of Augustus's band, and entering into a ship of Adramyttium? I have no clue. We'll just not pronounce that one. We launched, meaning to sail by the coasts of Asia. One Aristarchus, a Macedonian of Thessalonica, being with us. Verse 3. And the next day we touched at Sidon, and Julius courteously entreated Paul and gave him liberty to go into his friends to refresh himself. We can read verse 4. And when he had launched from thence, we sailed under Cyprus because the winds were contrary. So I want to look at verse 3 and specifically the phrase courteously entreated Paul. And the other purpose of friendship is helping meet the needs of others. Helping meet the needs of others. Now I'm sure, again, we've all been in this position where we need something, or we need help with something, or someone else needs help with something, and they come help you, you go help them, something of that nature, whatever it might be. I don't know, fixing a taillight on a car, doing a roof, I don't know. But helping meet the needs of each other. And it's important that we're there for one another. And we're not just there for ourselves. And we're not just helping ourselves. We're helping our friends. I mean, this is what was meant for friendship. This was the purpose of friendship, is to help meet the needs of each other. And we all have so many needs, and I know we do, but we all have so many needs, and it sounds kind of selfish, but we all have some needs that we all can't finish by ourselves. So, I mean, going to ask for help, I mean, it's not selfish, I guess, but it sounds like it. But, I mean, that was the purpose of friendship, is to ask for help if you need it. Ask for help when you need it. Those were my 4 points. I'm still not done yet. So as we can see, friendship is highly valuable. It's highly valuable. And we have to recognize that we need friends. We can't do life by ourselves all the time. We can't. And it's important that we are good friends for each other, and it's an important role in each other's lives that we all have in each other's lives. So, as we look back at the other verses, I want you all to keep these in mind, these truths in mind. Number one, I got three more and we'll close. Number one, it is easier for others to notice areas in our life that need to be improved than it is for us to notice ourselves. And I said that at the beginning, and it's always, always important to get an outside opinion. Almost always, unless it's a bad one. I don't recommend it. I don't recommend it if it's a bad one. But it's important because, like I said, they notice things that we don't. And friends are going to be honest most of the time. I mean, I hope we all have some honest friends here. Friends are going to be honest most of the time, and what you should fix, what you need to focus on, something of that nature. That's why friends are important. Keeping each other accountable can go a long way toward growing in godliness. And it's right. It's true. It is very true. Like we were reading in Proverbs 27:17, and I gave that example of Bob and George going to church. But it's true, because the more you kind of like pick at the person, I guess you could say, hey, you've been reading your Bible? Hey, you've been going to church? You've been throwing this out there and throwing it out there. They kind of just start getting, they grow old and tired of you saying the same thing. They'll react two ways. They'll either be very rude about it and tell you shut up, or they'll be like, okay, I'm going to go to church with you. I'll go to church with you. They'll do one of those two things. And then number three, an encouraging word or a helping hand may be exactly how God desires you to uplift a friend. And again, it's true. If someone's struggling with something, you see them struggling with something, be willing to help. I mean, if they ask for help, help them. I mean, I understand we all have responsibilities of our own, and that's also important to get to, but help. If you can, help. It'll be easier for you and for your friend. So it is always good to evaluate our friendships to be sure they're meeting the purposes God has intended for them. And developing good friendships and surrounding yourself with good people is key. And I will say this, this was the end of the lesson tonight. But whenever I get to preach next, my next lesson is on choosing friends. So this is a series, so we'll continue that whenever I have the opportunity again to preach. But I hope this was encouraging and helpful. I know it was short. I'm sorry it was. I didn't mean to waste your time. I apologize. But really, I hope it was helpful. I hope it was, because friendships are very, very important. And we need to feel like sometimes we take them for granted. We really do. So let's pray, and we'll pray for the food, and then we can get out of here. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all the many blessings that you've given to us today. Thank you for the lesson you laid on my heart, Lord. I pray that it was helpful, and everyone got something from it, Lord. I pray for the food that you provided for us. Pray that it be nourishing to our bodies, and pray you give us a blessed week this week, and bring us all back here Wednesday. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.